Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Durango Chamber of Commerce. And for all things Chamber, simply go to durangobusiness.org and don't forget to pre-register for all of our upcoming events. So for today's Chamber Chat, I have Heather Hawk, Executive Director. And let me see if I can get this right as I'm trying to, you know, find all the different things. Today we're going to be talking about employer-based childcare. And you guys have some grants available. And your Early Childhood Council of La Plata County. So thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me, Jack.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, and as we're all sitting here thanking one another, you know, your job, childcare, I'm curious, what does the landscape look like in Durango? Because that is always one of the things people say. Now, I'm old, my kids are all grown, but I remember what it was like trying to find someone for childcare. So how is it today?
Well, historically, the industry has struggled here in Durango, and specifically hiring qualified teachers. And that, of course, was not made any better by the pandemic. The low class sizes, the increase in public health needs, and now most competitive salary environment we've seen in a long time has actually made programs even more precarious. And we have seen some programs close their doors over the last 18 months.
Mm. And so with that, I would assume, you know, the old supply and demand, that the demand for childcare is exceeding the supply of childcare based on what I hear out there. Is that correct?
That is absolutely true. Unfortunately, we have childcare for approximately 1,200 children, which is roughly 46% of all children in La Plata County under age six. And so we have seen three childcare centers close, and we've seen two long-term childcare homes close. And unfortunately, most of those losses are for children birth to 2 years of age, so for our youngest children. And as you've said, with the supply being diminished, we're also seeing an increase in the cost of care to families that are able to find a place for their child right now.
So I'm curious if someone's thinking, wow, you know, I would love to be a child care provider. Can they reach out to you, Heather, and, you know, kind of find out what all is involved with it? I mean, I look and this is maybe, you know, I love kids. I coach soccer. I love being around kids. I just, you know, it's like one of those things I always thought, boy, if I was won the lottery, I would, you know, child care would be one of those things, just like, you know, because I love the Boys and Girls Club. And Big Brothers, Big Sisters. But I guess my point, can people reach out to you and say, Heather, what do I need to do if I wanted to open a child care center?
Absolutely. We are here to provide technical assistance for any individual or business that's interested in providing child care in the community. We have expertise on all of the different licensing and regulation that is required for standing up a business of that type. And we have, at this point in time, thanks to some state investment and hopefully some incoming federal investment, we have some funding in the form of grants for particularly for small businesses and individuals that want to operate childcare out of their homes. That kind of funding is available almost all the time in our community and has been for years. And so we do encourage individuals to reach out to us. We can set you up with all the training that you will need, provide you with a lot of guidance and resources for that work.
And if someone is interested, are there some high-level things that they need to think about? I mean, if it's an individual, and I'm sure there's regulations and rules that say, okay, if you're an individual, you can have two kids at this age to this age, or you can have one kid this age. Can you walk through that a little bit? I'm just curious.
Sure, sure. If you're thinking about opening a childcare business in your home, the regulation is for six children, no more than six children, and it has to include any children of your own that you're caring for at the same time. So if you have little kids and you want to bring additional children into your home for care, They must not exceed six, and only two of those children can be under the age of two. And that's really the primary health and safety guideline for licensing for childcare. There are other recommendations for background checks, medication training, standard precautions, first aid CPR. We have a business training available for childcare homes, and that's offered in our community. It's about 18 to 24 hours of training. There are also other resources. We have the Small Business Development Center now mm-hmm. provides business coaching and training for any small business owner, including childcare businesses.
You know, in the SBDC with Mary Shepherd and the gang over there, it is such a great organization, and the business advisors that they have. And I always tell people, if you are thinking of going in business, the first thing I say is, do you have a business plan? They say, well, no. And well, get in touch with the SBDC and have them help. And I never even realized that they also offer that for child care.
Absolutely. They have wonderful resources for all types of businesses. And as an individual business owner, a childcare center wants to operate with a full business plan, fully licensed with all of the insurance that you may need. And Mary's group can definitely help you over at the Small Business Development Center.
So, and along the lines, because I mean, I know why obviously childcare is important in our community, but what are some of the things that you, from your perspective, can shed light on of why childcare is so important?
Right. Well, childcare in our community serves multiple functions. One of the primary functions is that it's an early education setting for children. It's nurturing, enriching, and helps develop those school readiness skills that we want all of our incoming kindergartners to have. And so having exposure to high quality preschool and early care is great for educational outcomes in our community for young children. But in addition to that, it is also a safe, monitored, and quality environment for children to be in while their parents engage in the workforce. And so it serves two really important roles in our community, supporting those employees and their employers so that they can be reliable and be present in their jobs while their children are being cared for.
And if there's a business out there that, you know, they're saying, well, I want to have on-site childcare, and looking at something along that lines, are there a lot of businesses here in Durango? I know when I worked at Fort Lewis College before this job, they have the childcare center up there. But, you know, they're, I believe, if I remember right, Mercury or WorldPay at one time, if I remember right. I know Mercy has on-site childcare. Is that something that, you know, that you guys can also assist with?
You know, it's great that you mentioned that, Jack, because some of our most sustainable childcare settings in the community are located with employers. Mercy Employee Childcare, the Fort Lewis has the Campbell Child and Family Center, and the Durango 9R School District created an infant and toddler center a couple of years ago that opened up just before the pandemic to support retention of teachers in our community. And those types of childcare settings can be extremely successful, not just as an opportunity for creating more childcare, but as a very strong retention effort among employers to draw younger employees to the community who have families that may benefit from that service. And we absolutely have an amazing opportunity right now to provide some funding for that kind of childcare setting in our community.
Is there a limit to the funding? I mean, is there a minimum amount or a maximum amount? Is it, you know, 80 pages of, you know, filling out application? Because that's what I always hear. Governmental fund. I mean, although I don't want to go through the brain damage, but obviously with childcare, you know, it's such a needed thing in our community. What can people kind of anticipate for funding if they're thinking, you know, oh, I can get, you know, $1,000, or is it $100,000? What can people expect, Heather?
Well, lucky for us, the Colorado Department of Human Services is actually partnering with the executives partnering to invest in children, which is short, EPIC for short. And they have created a streamlined way of employer-based childcare businesses standing up with some technical assistance through that organization. They're offering a design lab. They're doing mentoring and business development, supporting employers to identify how a childcare center could work in their facility and benefit their employees. And right now, the state has earmarked $8.8 million across the state to develop this type of childcare business. Those grants do top out at $800,000 per site, but that is a hefty contribution towards standing up childcare for an employer who feels they have the space or has identified a partner near their facility who could offer that service. So it does not have to be offered on site at an employer. It can be a partnership between an employer and another nonprofit or another small business to stand that up, as long as it is intended to serve their employees.
And I'm curious, is there any, I'm going to use the word payback. Let's say if somebody opens, they take, and they have to be open for a certain amount of time before that those funds are forgiven, for lack of words. I'm just thinking kind of on the PPP funding, but is there a criteria like that people should be aware of?
Not at all. Actually, this is purely grant funded. It is not a loan. It is not a forgivable employer or business loan. It is a grant from the state of Colorado, and it is designated under a Senate bill that passed just last legislative session. And we're really excited to see those funds get distributed across the state. And we would really love to see some of it come to our area.
And so if somebody, again, is interested, Heather, what's the best way of getting in touch with you? How do they find out more information? Which is our website they can go to?
Absolutely. They can explore our website at www.ecclaplata.org. We have many, many resources about standing up childcare centers, private home childcare, and all the resources and links that you might need, as well as all of my contact information if you want to call me directly. I'm always happy to take a call, spend some time hashing out details and providing some additional education around all of the grant resources that we have and all the technical support that we can offer.
And again, that's ecclaplata.org. And your contact information, I'm assuming, is all there.
It is all there.
And all right, ECC, one more time, stands for?
Early Childhood Council of La Plata County.
Awesome. Just people that want to help them to remember. So ecclaplata.org is the website. We've got about a minute left. Anything else you'd like to add that I've forgotten to ask you?
Well, I would like to tell you a little bit about our employer-based childcare is only one way that we hope to incentivize increasing care in the community. We really do want to encourage individuals who maybe are not working with a specific employer in the county to reach out if they feel they have a desire to learn more about early childhood businesses. There is an additional funding stream with a minimum award of $3,000 for home childcare providers and a maximum award of $50,000 for small businesses who would like to open a new center. That does not have to be designated for an employer-based care. It can just be community care. It can be for-profit, nonprofit, faith-based. The stimulus and recovery funds available right now are really encouraging if there are individuals on the fence about wanting to become childcare business owners. This is your time to come forward and let us help you create that new center or home childcare setting.
Nice. And again, Heather Hawk, thank you so much for joining us. We're about out of time, but it is ecclaplata.org is the website, ecclaplata.org. And thank you again for everything you do, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you so much, Jack, for your time.
You bet. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat.